Oh, every Tuesday we get to talk hockey and whatever else pops up with the great Shane Doan, the Coyotes chief hockey development officer. And Doaner joins us right now here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. I don't know if you're aware of it, but you were a choice on a poll question asked on our Twitter account yesterday. So we'll start there. In light of what happened at the Oscars on Sunday night, which I'm sure you're aware of, the question was...
Something happened at the Oscars?
Yeah, somebody got slapped. The question was, what celebrity and frequent sports kebab subject would you most like to see slap Jarrett? The choices were Andy Reid, Adam Silver, yourself, and Archie Bradley. And you didn't win. You got 29% of the vote, though. Andy Reid.
It had to be Andy Reid. I was going to say Andy Reid is the best reason to, for sure. But yeah, that would be my guess, too.
The question is, though, how much do you actually want to slap Jarrett Will Smith style?
Well, I don't know. As long as he doesn't say anything about my wife, I probably am okay with
That's
it.
True.
At least it's just coming after me.
If his slap is anything like his slap shot, he'll probably miss me by 3 feet anyway.
Oh.
Sorry.
You know, Doaner, you should just come in and just give him a whack
right.
anyway.
No,
yeah, just go ahead and do it.
COVID policies.
I voted for you, by the way, Doaner.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right.
Hey,
so
I love the mustache, not a mustache, by the way, bit after you guys do every Tuesday. It's the best.
Well, why don't we let him play this week? You want to play this week? I'll give you my spot in mustache, not a mustache.
Well, I can't because you guys are way too good. You guys are so competitively balanced in that one. The only one I was disappointed in was the Chris Farley one. I knew that was the only one that I knew last week.
And
sure.
I didn't. Yeah, and I whiffed on that one. Yeah.
So he would have got one point.
Interesting.
I would have got one because I've been keeping my own score and I'm losing by so much. I don't know if I want to do it. I just enjoy laughing at
it. I got you. Okay.
And it's a fun participatory game. Shane Doan joins us for his weekly visit. Tough times right now for the Coyotes. Do you chalk that up to a lot of new pieces, the changing face of the team, or is it just one of those points in the season where the guys haven't been able to carry on the momentum, Shane?
Probably a little bit of both. I think there's always that. It's amazing. There's a stat after you've won a certain number of games in a row, your record in the next stretch after that is always below 500.
Really?
And it's just human nature to dip. I think it's significant. I think it's like if you won seven in a row, the next seven games, the chances of being you're going to finish like with a 300 record in the next seven games. It's amazing on how human nature is what it is.
Yeah, and here's what I think about that. I think there's been enough signs of progress that I don't mind losing again now for the draft picks. Just being a pragmatist here, because as Vinny pointed out, the Coyotes are one goal away. I don't know who it is, but they're one goal away from having three 20 goal scorers this year.
Yeah, Nick Schmaltz is at 19.
Yeah, that might not sound like a lot, but around here, that's progress.
Yeah, there's, you know what, you look at what Kells and Krauser have done, and obviously Schmaltzy have done, and those three guys have been a pretty big part of the success they had in the last 3 weeks here, and Clayton Keller, he's taken his game to another level, him and Schmaltzy, and it's tough with Krauser going out last night, and obviously we do have a few guys hurt, but you're right, scoring goals hasn't come easily, and for us to have 320 goal scorers would be huge.
I was reading a piece, and we're talking to Shane Doan, the Coyotes' chief hockey development officer, as we do every Tuesday. I was reading a piece about all the scoring in the NHL, because you see some of these scores, and I think Pittsburgh just hit an 11-goal game recently. But scoring on pace for an increase not seen in 26 years. And we've touched on this before, but how healthy is that in your mind for the sport of hockey in the NHL to have this much increased scoring, Shane?
I think it's great. Like, there's no way around the fact that it's a great game. The other night I watched Minnesota play Colorado, and that was an unbelievable game. And it was a 2-2 game. Minnesota won in overtime 3-2. That's great. But, man, you watch a 6-5 game. I don't know if you saw the Oilers-Calgary game the other night. Calgary won 9-5.
Yeah.
It felt like we were back in the 80s. And it's one of those things that every single time the guys come down the ice, you kind of get excited. Where when it's a 1-0 game, or you don't, I mean, the goalies are so good now that you just can't you don't really get that excited unless there's a great scoring chance, and those just don't happen enough. So I think it's good for a sport. Coaches hate it, and that's fine. That's their job to hate stuff like that, and they'd prefer every game 1-0, and they'd get all the credit for being great coaches then. But at the same time, the scoring is what the fans want to see, I think.
All right, I was watching a Tom Wilson fight, and I thought to myself, this man is a menace, to quote from Caddyshack. And I wanted to ask you, because when I grew up and I covered the Blackhawks, they had a guy, you remember Stu Grimson. Stu was...
the Grim Reaper.
Stu looked like Frankenstein. Yeah. I mean, he literally looked like Frankenstein. And yet he was one of the smartest dudes I've ever met, and he never had any fear. He never had any trepidation about getting in and fighting. Their backup enforcer, a guy by the name of Mike Peluso, he was like a bucket of nerves all day long, every game day, because he knew he had a fight that night. What was the one time you dropped the gloves and thought, what am I doing here? Why am I fighting this guy right now?
So in my, it was like my second or third year in the league, and Jim Schoenfeld was our coach, and I got the gentle tap on the back, like he yelled at the ref and said, "We'll take care of that ourselves." And then I got the kind of tap on the back. I'm like, "Wait, is that for me? Are you sure we're taking care of it?" So. I had to go. I went out and fought a guy named Sean Brown, and Sean was pretty tough. And I'm like, oh, I'm in over my skis on this one. I'm going to get, and I did. I mean, I didn't get beat badly, but I definitely got beat up. And I remember thinking, I'm not tough enough to not fight when I'm not kind of angry. Do you know what I mean? When
right.
It's not a reaction. And some of those guys, they had the ability to just be like, okay, I'm going to, Darcy Hordachuk, the guy that played for us, he had the ability to fight anybody at any time, and yet couldn't be a nicer guy. And he was just a tough, tough person. And that one against Sean Brown, that wasn't a fun one. It wasn't on TV that night, though, so no one really seen it.
That's the one thing about hockey fights that a lot of people don't understand, and I didn't understand it for a long time. But I remember when George Laroque was with the Coyotes, he was mic'd up for a fight. And he was one of those guys that had the ability to just turn it on. Without anger or without real violence, it was just a job. And it's so hard for people outside of hockey to fathom that. So to hear you and the career that you had say that you couldn't fight without anger, it makes it even more amazing.
It is. And those guys, like, and you mentioned Peluso, where Mike Peluso, actually great tip about Mike Peluso. There's rumors that, and I don't know if it's true, so maybe I'm just spreading them even more, that the song that Alanis Morissette sang was about Mike Peluso.
You're kidding me.
That was about Dave Coulier.
I thought it was about, Dave Coulier, the guy from Full House. That's what we heard.
Shane might have better information than you two.
You might.
That's what we were told. But, hey. I think there's a... Anyways, yeah.
That's the north. That's
that
the north of the border rumor on...
is that the I'm Just Here to Remind You song? That anger, the raging?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But back to Mike Peluso, those guys that had that angst and that... I mean...
Yeah.
I ended up... There was one time Dion Phaneuf and I kind of got into it, and I knew we were going to fight at the beginning of the next game. And... we both knew we were going to fight because that was, and that pregame nap and getting ready for that game was like, really? Like, I couldn't imagine doing that on a daily basis for those guys. Cause that, you want to talk about stress and anxiety and the reason those guys dealt with so many other demons. I think, takes so much out of you to know that you're going to fight in front of 17,000 people
on skates.
Some of those guys were three times a week. Sometimes with three times a week. That's crazy. Crazy.
Fascinating stuff, Donor. Always good to talk to you.
Have a
great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Slap Jared for
us. All right, thanks. Okay. Next time we see Jared, I'm
there you go. It's coming for you, Jared. Now he feels like that enforcer. Who knows, he's got a fight coming.
Now Jared's not going to be able to sleep after his post-show nap.
Right.